KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8 o'clock, we have clear to partly cloudy skies, 32 degrees in Atlantic. We look forward to be partly cloudy and breezy today, a high of 54. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by the TV Store, your Verizon wireless agent and Dish Network satellite system dealer at 907 East 7th Street in Atlantic. In Southwest Iowa news, three Creston youth have been referred to juvenile authorities following alleged incidents that took place over the weekend. 14-year-old Chance Morgan faces a charge of theft in the fifth degree. 13-year-old Hunter Patterson and Bryce Larkin were charged with criminal mischief in the fifth degree. All three boys were released to the custody of their mothers. The Atlantic High School Building Trades Program Steering Committee is looking for someone to assist with implementing the course. The program, Project Renovate, will initially enroll AHS juniors and seniors and provide opportunities not accessible in a classroom environment for students to work and learn in a construction field. Industrial technology teacher Derek Baer developed a curriculum for the course, and students are in the process of registering for next year's classes. The course will benefit those students who are interested in entering the world of work upon completion of high school or those who might enroll in a technical college upon graduation. A steering committee for the program consists of local contractors, carpenters, and land developers who have been providing program guidance and development. The committee currently has two construction projects under review. They're looking for an individual who may be interested in assisting with the course. The steering committee continues to work bimonthly to help the program gain momentum and move forward. For more information, you can contact Atlantic High School Principal Heather McKay at 712-243-5358, Joanne Runyon, Atlantic Middle School School-to-Work Coordinator at 243-1300, or Superintendent Dr. Michael Amstein at 243-4252. The Exira Elkhorn-Gibbleton School Board will hold its regular meeting this evening at the high school in Elkhorn. On the agenda for their 5 p.m. session are public hearings for the 2016-17 school budget and school calendar, followed later on by a vote approving the budget and calendar. In other business, the board will act on a student-teacher agreement with Buena Vista University, salaries for support staff, master contract changes for teaching staff, and administration salaries. The meeting takes place in the high school conference room. Public hearings are set for tomorrow evening in Oneida with regard to the CAM School District's proposed 2016-17 school calendar and certified budget. The hearings take place in the CAM High School Media Center beginning at 6:30 p.m. Tuesday, followed later on by action approving the calendar and budget. In other business, the board will consider bids to sell a Suburban and school bus and discuss the structure of the district administration along with holding discussion on capital projects. The board will conclude with an exempt session for collective bargaining negotiations. Elsewhere in Western Iowa news, a group of seven Northwest Iowa grain elevators are being sold to a farmers cooperative in the area. The Sioux City Journal reports Max Yield Cooperative in West Bend is buying the elevators in Superior, Groover, Milford, Everly, Spencer, Langdon, and Greenville, Iowa. The deal also includes an LP gas storage facility in Royal. Agribusiness company The Andersons is selling the grain elevators to Max Yield after owning them since 2012. A purchase price was not disclosed. The deal is expected to close by May 1st. Lawyers for three Northwest Iowa counties being sued by a Des Moines water utility are asking a judge to dismiss two of the lawsuit's 10 claims. The Sioux City Journal says that in court papers filed last week, an attorney for Buena Vista, Sac, and Calhoun counties says the U.S. District Court in Sioux City has no jurisdiction over claims that the counties violated the Clean Water Act and state laws. Attorney Michael Reck says that's because the county's drainage districts have no regulating authority over landowners who install tiles to drain their fields. The lawsuit seeks to force the drainage districts to obtain federal water pollution discharge permits. No hearing has been set on the request to dismiss. The utility has until May the 5th to respond. Three northern Iowa counties being sued by a Des Moines water utility have received $900,000 in donations to cover most of their legal bills, but officials won't identify the donors. The Des Moines Register reports Sac, Buena Vista, and Calhoun counties released about 260 pages of legal records. One of Calhoun County's attorneys, David Wollenzine, says the counties are trying to get permission from donors to share more, but they don't believe they're required to identify them because state law exempts donations from foundations that support government. A lawsuit filed last year by the Des Moines Water Works, as we mentioned, alleged the three counties that oversee 10 agricultural drainage districts should be required to obtain federal water pollution discharge permits. State utility regulators say construction can begin on the Bakken oil pipeline in Iowa as soon as federal permits are obtained from the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers. and two other plans are filed. The Iowa Utilities Board voted last Friday to issue the order. The judge declares that Dakota Access LLC has substantially complied with conditions established last month when the state panel approved the pipeline project. Ward Lentz with the Corps says the construction likely won't begin in Iowa until June. State regulatory approval in North Dakota, South Dakota, and Illinois has been given for the 1,168-mile pipeline that will transport up to 570,000 barrels of oil daily from North Carolina's Bakken oil patch to a distribution hub in Illinois. The Iowa legislature has taken another step toward adjournment by agreeing to budget spending targets, but lawmakers must still decide on over details what areas of state government will actually get some of the new limited dollars available. It's unclear whether a split legislature will reach consensus in time for an adjournment scheduled on April 19th, but some legislative leaders believe it is possible. It'll come down to a set of budget groups that must allocate funding based on the spending targets. Many areas of state government will receive little new money. Lawmakers agreed there is about $7.34 billion to spend on the state budget that takes effect in July. It's also unclear whether lawmakers will pass legislation before the session wraps up that addresses water quality initiatives or medical marijuana. Republican Chuck Grassley says his bid for a seventh term in the U.S. Senate isn't the kind of slam dunk he's had in the past. Grassley delivered a brief midday speech to the delegates gathered for the Iowa GOP's 4th District Convention in Fort Dodge over the weekend.
I'm asking you, I'm begging you, I'm imploring you, will you do all you can to help me win re-election?
Grassley focused most of his remarks on the fight over the vacancy on the U.S. Supreme Court.
Something you already know, because you're on top of the severe campaign that I'm involved in against the White House and Harry Reid and everybody else, that a lot of people think in this state, because I previously won by slam dunk wins, this is not going to be such a race.
Grassley told reporters the Washington element or establishment will spend big resources promoting Democrat Patty Judge, a candidate he says has been recruited by the White House to run against him. Grassley got a standing ovation from the more than 600 Republicans in Fort Dodge when he called for letting the next president choose the Supreme Court justice. Iowa Agriculture Secretary Bill Northey has endorsed Congressman Steve King's bid for re-election.
This district needs to support a strong conservative, a hardworking candidate, and we have that candidate. That's our current Congressman Steve King.
Republican businessman and state senator Rick Bertrand of Sioux City is challenging King in June's Republican primary. Northey's endorsement may provide some cover for King, who has been under fire from some in the GOP for backing presidential candidate Ted Cruz, an opponent of the federal ethanol production mandate.
I don't know how that'll all play out. We've had some conversations with some folks that care a lot about that issue. And I think of somebody I want in the room talking with conservative congressmen and senators, talking with, you know, what is a potential president on ethanol issues, on what Steve King there.
And Northey is currently in the middle of his third term as Ag Secretary. Northey describes King as a great friend of agriculture. King describes Northey as a third-generation farmer who is deeply steeped in agriculture.
His statewide presence and his activity among all the ag issues, I think that that's a reminder to people that that's where I have long been, and none of that has changed.
Northey announced his endorsement Saturday at the Iowa GOP's 4th District Convention in Fort Dodge, about 100 miles southeast of the Northey family farm near Spirit Lake. Northey has a history of weighing in on Republican primary contests. He endorsed Mark Jacobs in the 2012 Republican primary for U.S. Senate. Joni Ernst won that primary and the general election. The news was brought to you by the TV Store, your Verizon wireless agent and Dish Network satellite system dealer at 907 East 7th Street in Atlantic. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.